Hey, it's she wants to move, and I am here to record my Cake Day AMA. I'm gonna try and hold out and post this when it actually hits my cake day, which I'm just gonna wait till UK time. So apologies that it will be posted early US time, but you guys can suck it up. It just means I get extra cake day. So thank you to everybody who sent in questions either by comments or PMs and things. Yeah, there were a couple of suggestions that I will be putting into place to kind of incorporate Spanx that will either become clear throughout the course of the questioning, or also I had a suggestion that for every time I can't resist not coming whilst answering questions, I will pay a spank penalty at the end. And I think we'll go with 10 spanks for every time I can't control myself. And then we'll maybe do extra spanks for reasons that will become appropriate throughout the course of the recording. So, I guess without any further ado, it's about time to get cracking on the questions. So anybody who sent through a comment, this should not be this difficult already. Anybody who sent through a comment, I will be identifying by username, and anybody who PM'd me their questions, I will be just answering anonymously. I've tried to keep the questions in the order that I received them. So so they should be in order if you roughly know if you're listening of your own question there, self-interest. Oh, they'll be in chronological order. So first up, from what the fuck, no names left at all. Do you want to build a snowman? Yes. Because I didn't get to this year. We didn't have enough snow to be able to build snow puddles, really, let alone snowmen. And then a bunch from the first anonymous PM. What's the most ridiculous outfit you would wear during sex that would still make you feel sexy? I'm not really one for dressing up, in the bedroom, or generally. But I think I could probably have sex in like a Spider-Man costume and still feel pretty sexy because I really like Spider-Man. Other than that, I guess it would be kind of fairly standard cliche costumes like maids and librarians and things. Will you give yourself one spank for every question you receive, whether you answer them or not? Yes, I will. So the total questions I will be taking in spanks at the end. If I ask nonsense questions, will this still be worth one spank? Yes. I already agreed to the terms above, so nonsense questions count too. What about a person's voice enraptures you to listen to them? All kinds of things. People with interesting accents. accents, or slightly unusual accents. For some reason, people with slightly kind of unusual voices, they're, I think they strike me as generally being more interesting, and I quite like, interesting is kind of one of the sexiest things you could probably be to me. What sexual fantasy have you not fulfilled that you spend the most time daydreaming about? An MFM threesome. I'm mildly obsessed at the minute with the thought of being railed by two guys at once. Yeah, it's a good one. It's gotten me through some tough days at work, we'll say that. And then the next set are from Miss Glitchy. Why do you post audios? Because because I I like the creative process of it, because I love being part of this community, and I love the incredible response that I seem to get from people. It's a really good form of positive reinforcement to keep me here. What do I like most about posting naughty audios? The self-confidence boost that it gave me, the move that I am today, and the me in real life that I am today. Oh, fuck. and the move I was a year ago when I made this account are two hugely different people. And I think I have both members of this community and the confidence I've gained through putting myself out there. Owe an awful lot to the person I've become in the past year. Oh, fuck. What kind of audio would you want to make that you haven't yet? I don't think I've done any fear play. I would quite like that. I think that's probably about it for stuff I want to record that I haven't, other than kind of like scripts that I've got sat waiting to do and ideas I've got. In my head and in my my creepy Google Doc folder. But that I think other than that, it's just fair play that's missing from my list. Would you be willing to record yourself having actual sex? Yes. I really would. It would rely on me actually getting some actual sex, which would also be nice. But I've had conversations with people in the past about recording encounters, I guess, and it would be something that I would be quite interested and quite keen to do. The next set from Willisaurus. If you could have lunch with any five famous people, living or dead, obviously alive for this lunch, who would they be and why? Sylvia Plath, because I really love her poems. Megan Fowley for the same reason, and that she's an absolutely fantastic human being. F. Scott Fitzgerald, because fuck if he isn't my favourite writer, and he would probably be able to recommend somewhere really good to go for cocktails. Shit, two more people. Who else do I actually like enough to spend lunch with? David Tennant, because he's David Tennant, and I like to look at him. I think he's pretty. And I'd want to know if the rumours about him being David Tennant are correct. And number five, should pick another guy, given that the way we'd be equal numbers. Why does my brain work like this? Fuck. I can't think of a single person. Fuck it. Gillian Flynn, who wrote my favourite book, Gone Girl, and who's written a couple of other really great books. I'm generally just fangirling there. It's just an opportunity to fangirl in a confined space. If you could have sex with one famous person from any point in history, who would it be and why? Shit, I'm really bad at this. I should have thought of this beforehand. I kind of want to fuck Hitler. I think that's really bad. But just for the shits and giggles of being able to say I'd fucked Hitler, I think that would be quite good. And I wanna test the song and see if he does have one ball. Okay. Favourite book, favourite movie, and favourite food. My favourite book is Gone Girl by Gillian Flynn. My favourite movie... we'll go with Love Me If You Dare. It's a French film with Marianne Cotillard in it, and she's generally quite wonderful and particularly fantastic in the movie. And favourite food, I don't really have a favourite food. From the sheer amount of it I eat, I'm gonna say my favourite cuisine would probably be Thai food. Oh fuck. But pretty much anything spicy, and I'm quite happy. For Miss, what's your happiest memory? This is pretty happy. probably sitting a little bit drunk on my doorstep about 4 months after moving out of my parents' house, kind of officially, a few years ago, with my two best friends in the entire world. And it was after we'd had a really stupid house party, and it was the most kind of innocuous and dumb night, but kind of we'd all been promising that we were going to move to London and that we were all going to be together and kind of do stupid shit like we'd been doing that night, and it was just a really, it was one of those innocuous, perfect, happy evenings where everything kind of felt like it was falling into place. What keeps you at GWA? The friends I've made here, and the fact that apparently I have a small addiction to the this is why I can't dumb people. I can't function sentences. I like the interaction with people. I like the attention that putting myself out there can get. I like the I like the self-confidence that it's given me. If you were a porn director, what kind of porn do you think you would want to direct? Probably fairly similar to a lot of the audios I record. I would want to make porn that maybe sexed up. Everyday situations, or just even showed, just normal sex, I guess. I would want to produce stuff that seemed like amateur porn, and failing that, I would produce 70s story porn, because everybody knows that that's the best genre of porn. Have you ever thought, this one's from Anonymous, have you ever thought of the Kool-Aid Man in a sexual way? Not even when he says, oh yeah, please be honest. I don't even know who the Kool-Aid Man is. So it's fairly impossible that I could or would have thought of him in a sexual manner. More PNs. What kink do you enjoy listening to now that you weren't really into before GWA? The kink I enjoy listening to now, that I wasn't interested in at all when I joined GWA, is DDLG. If you listen back to early questionnaires, I'm sure I make mention of the fact that the one word I can't stand to hear in a sexual context is daddy. Which is really quite funny given how often I do use it these days. If you could go anywhere in the world, where would you go and why? I would go to Italy, and I would stay there a few months and just absorb the place, I guess. It's not somewhere I've had a chance to go much. I've pretty much been to Venice and to Rome, and that's it. So I'd like to explore a little more and soak up a little of the life, I guess. And as for why, it's something I really want to do, and I've clearly seen and read Eat, Pray, Love far too many times. Favourite dessert, would you consider incorporating it into some bedroom shenanigans? My favourite dessert is tiramisu, and no, I would not. I feel like introducing food in the bedroom is a little bit awkward, and I wouldn't want to put that on tiramisu. And the next up from Cuddly Bear. Are you good at holding back your orgasms? Not really, no. I don't believe in holding back my orgasms either. I enjoy having them. And so things like denial and edging, oh, completely wasted on me. What's your funniest sex story? I don't really have a funny sex story. I've never been caught having sex, which is a later question. And I always seem to think that they're the funniest. A sex story that always gets a fairly good laugh is that I I once was convinced to go home with a guy, because he told me he had a really good bottle of whiskey, and so we had to take a train and then walk like a mile from the train station to get to his house. And it was all in aid of this bottle of whiskey, and turns out he didn't even have the whiskey. So it just ended up screwing him anyway, but everyone always seems fairly amused that I was so willing to sell myself for a bottle of good whiskey. That didn't even exist. Most awkward sex story would be the one. The one story I have about fucking a virgin. I was drunk at a party. It sounds like a party a lot. And I think it was New Year's Eve, actually. At a friend's house, and they had some kind of friends I didn't know there. And I got chatting to this guy, and we decided to kind of take it upstairs to a bedroom. It was fairly drunk at this point, and wasn't aware that he was a virgin. I found that out the next morning. And so kind of I unceremoniously didn't even take my pants the full way off. I just pulled my jeans down around my ankles. And then he unsuccessfully tried to get it in for about 20 minutes and kind of faffed around and poked at all the wrong places, and I was not in a state of being helpful enough to give him a hand. And after 20 minutes, I'd gotten so bored of him not fucking me that I just pulled my jeans up, left the room, and went back to the party. Which was awkward for him, but he apparently still does count it as having lost his virginity. So that is the one. I guess the one fairly awkward sex story that I have. My roughest sex story. I had a boyfriend when I was in college, who my friends christened Rapey Alex, because he was very fond of kind of just pinning me against stuff when we were having sex and not really giving much regard to where he left bruises. And so I would usually turn up with his handprints at least around my wrist, if not elsewhere. And my friends were all fairly perplexed as to why that would happen during sex. Have you ever attempted sex with someone who's too big or too small? Not really. I've had fairly big partners. There are a couple of partners that that took a lot more ease and foreplay to get things going than others. But I'm yet to meet a cock I deem too big. What's my dirtiest secret? My GWA account, I would guess. That's probably about as dirty as it gets. My male and female GWA crushes. It's fairly well documented. My male GWA crushes is Tom Like a Bomb. That's just a thing. And female is. Shit. Can I pick two? I'm gonna pick two. So one shout out goes to Miss, because we've been at this for about the same time, and she was one of the first, well no, she was the first female poster that I ever spoke to. And she's still a really wonderful person in my life. So she gets one crush vote. And the other is for a poster who is no longer posting with us. And that's for Winter Weathered, who was just flawless. Okay. Something you've never told anyone before. I really wish I hadn't done this AMA. That's something. Oh, I should have picked something so much simpler. My sex move. I don't have a specific move. No, I genuinely don't think I do. No, there is nothing. There is nothing specific to me. Can you put on a mean strip tease? It's not necessarily that teasing. Usually, if I'm taking my clothes off, I'm doing it with purpose. So it's not usually good in terms of a tease. Can you talk a bit about your tits? Size, sensitivity, like having them played with, etc. Size is sizable. I do have a fair rack on me. Sensitivity? Not. I guess probably about average. They can take a fair amount of pinching and twisting. And it's not that they're like deadened to it, because it does hurt. I just like it. So things like nipple clamps are delicious, and I'm always going to be fond of a grope. Okay, last ones. This one's from Throw It Away Again. What's your word? That word or phrase during sex that sets you off? My anything will pretty much set me off. Kind of my princess, my good girl, my slut. They're all pretty good in terms of getting me to come. Yeah, I think that's probably the best in terms of kind of triggers or asking me to come, which is fairly good. Oh, fuck. Huh. Two from even more brat. Have you ever had a surprise turn on experience? A time when something just turned you on when you weren't expecting it. I spend a lot of time on the phone, for my work, and there are a lot of times when I call people and their voices either do something for me or we end up kind of in the course of the conversation it gets a little bit flirty because I'm me, that was never a thing I expected to be a part of my job. No, I don't work in phone sex, before anybody comments that. What's the most mundane thing that will kill your mood? I get really, fairly easily distracted by phone noises, and things touching my feet really, really turn me off because my feet in general, are a real issue for me. So that would answer that question. The final one.
or final ones, I should say, came in a PM. What do you get personally out of making erotic audio? Which I've answered about 3 times now. Orgasms. That's an answer I haven't given for this question yet. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh. If you have one that's memorable, what's the nicest thing someone's ever said about a piece of your work? I had a PM recently to say that the effort that I put into my audios makes them seem real, and that was something that they really enjoyed about the work that I do, is that they just make moves seem like a real, I guess, and relatable and realistic person. Describe your ideal. Oh, don't stop relationship. DDLG. I like a fairly caring dom who either makes requests of me or kind of looks out for me as my best interests. Whether that be to be caring and kind when I need it, or whether it's corrective action when I step out of line, which is fairly often. What is it about oven play that turns you on? It's the knobs on the top. and that it's so fucking hot. Oh, apparently Corus is puns. Who's the first person you want to call when you're having a bad day or a crisis? The first person I'd want to call would be my... The first person I'd want to call would be my cat, but since she doesn't have a phone or opposable thumbs, I guess I'll have to see my daddy. wanna fuck? yeah, go on then. Regardless of the answer to the previous question, wanna cuddle? When you woke up this morning, no, by the way, I don't do cuddles. When you woke up this morning, what's the first thing you thought about? Work. Unfortunately, it was going through my work email and thinking about the shit I have to deal with today. Do you have a secret talent? If so, what is it? It's not really a secret anymore. I've bragged loudly on the audiosexual team speak about it. I can fit my entire fist in my mouth. It's not really that much of a secret, but it's the one of the only talents I have, I guess. I can also bake pretty well, but that's not a secret either. Lots of people in my life know about that. You just got a free plane ticket to anywhere in the world, but you have to go right now. Where do you go? Mm, I'm going to refer to my earlier answer, and I'm still going to go to Italy. Fuck me. Okay, so
I think that is all my questions. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 13, 16, 17, 20, 23, 25, 27, 29, 32, 33, 34, 36, 38, 40, 43, and 3 comings makes 73 spanks?
That sounds about right.
Oh. Huh. So I guess we'll get on with this. I think I'll start with my hand and just kind of work up from there if more are required. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Okay, and then we'll swap to A, the other cheek, and B, Le Riding-Crop for the other half of them. Oh, shit. This was a stupid idea. 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44. 45, 46. Oh, I caught myself on the edge there. 47, 48. That was pathetic. Ooh, that made up for it. 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55. Ah, 56. Shit. 71, 72, 73, 73. I think that's my cake day done. Thanks a lot for listening, if you made it through to the end. thank you to everybody who's either been here throughout my first year, who I've met or spoken to this first year, or generally those of you who are around. It's been great, and let's hope I get to make many more Cake Day audios in the future. Bye! And because I'm really sorry, and I missed out a question from Belgarian of Riva. I missed two questions, I apologise. What's your position on kisses and cuddles prior to sex or even instead of? Kisses I'm a big fan of. I miss the days when guys used to like feel like it was the holy grail to just make out. So I do really enjoy kissing. I'm not a cuddler at all. Unless things are going really shitly, I generally will never ask for a cuddle. Occasionally, like making out, I will pick in preference to actually having sex. Just because I do get that little bit nostalgic about it. So yeah, they're the only occasions I'll take it in preference. And favorite position has to be doggy. No questions asked. It's too easy to get abused and to get my hair pulled, so of course I would love it. And I guess I owe two extra thanks as well. This is gonna fucking hurt. Ooh, one, two. So my sincere apologies for missing you out the first time round. But I did remember in the end.